You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, and welcome to The Real Short Box. My name's Kim.
My name is Donald.
And my name is Kevin.
And today, we're going to talk about the Funko Pop toy phenomenon.
Ooh.
Funko Pop toy phenomenon? I've never heard of these things.
As we're surrounded by an entire apartment full of them.
Actually, yes, we are. There's a whole room here filled with Pop toys. Sadly, for my personal collection, because I may have a problem.
You definitely have a problem.
But I'm not sure. We're sitting on them, actually, as stools now. There's a stack of 10 high that we're each sitting on.
And I'm very, very disturbed.
Well, why? Is it because all the characters you're sitting on are women?
No. Because they're just... Okay. It looks like they're staring at me. Like, look at the eyes.
Their eyes do follow you. They're dead eyes, though. They're dead eyes. Their little beady dead eyes will follow you. Yours not so much. You've got a cool one there.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Funko Pop, the phenomenon that is Funko Pop, right?
Yes.
Before we delve into that, though, I will say that I've tried to get into the Funko booth at San Diego Comic-Con for the last, like, 5 years.
It's become a living hell.
Have been unsuccessful. Since Funko started, in 2000... nine or something, 2010, somewhere around there.
Yeah, almost a decade.
You used to be able to walk up to their booth at the Comic-Con, and they were like, hey, please stop. Please buy. Look at this. Please. We were selling stuff. Don't you want one? They're only like $10. And I was like, okay, fine. I feel sorry for these guys. They're kind of cute, you know? Mm-hmm. So I bought a couple and then walked along my merry way. So something happened then where... everyone kind of wanted one then. It was very strange. And then so the next couple years, it started to get a little harder to get into the booth. And then you started to have to get a ticket in order to get into the booth. And then you had to start standing in a line.
Or bribe people.
And you would have to stand in the line the night before
to
get in. Or you'd have to pay somebody to stand in line for you, which I don't advise doing.
Nope.
No. It's not cool. Besides that, though, it became this huge phenomenon. And... I was trying to think of another phenomenon like this, and the first thing that came to my head was the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And Kim, you know a little bit about the Beanie Babies, yeah?
Of course. I mean, I was in the middle of it as a kid, so they launched in 1993. They originally came out with a couple different ones. And they weren't actually factory produced until 1994 because the sales were really slow, similar to like what you were saying.
Right.
And they refused to buy, a lot of retailers refused to buy the products in bundles. But of course, as we know, history tells us they became like a huge phenomenon. And they were crazy. Like, I have a whole bunch of them still. So yeah, the collectibility.
I have a couple.
They kind of fizzled out though.
Yeah, I have a Christmas one, which is just a red bear, and then I have a St. Patrick's Day one, which is just a green bear with a four-leaf clover. I think he has on him.
Yeah, I had all the animals. I love the animal ones. I didn't like the bear ones though.
I heard there was a news article, or it was on TV once. I think it was on TV. It was about this couple that they. Basically invested their life savings into Beanie Babies, and they thought that they could save them and put them aside and in 20 years sell them for a small fortune.
In the height of Beanie Babies, it turns out Beanie Babies made up 10% of eBay's sales, and they would sell like 10 times the original price kind
of
thing.
It's funny. Do you know how or why eBay was originally created?
Why? No, I don't.
It was, well, quick pro quo. It was for the, it was actually for the sale of Pez dispensers.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Pez dispensers. There was, I think it was the wife of the guy that created eBay. She loved collecting Pez dispensers, and she did not have a good community to trade with. And so they thought up this idea to create eBay in order to network across the U.S. and sell Pez dispensers and trade Pez dispensers. So it was originally for Pez dispensers, which is kind of crazy. But then, Beanie Babies took off, and that became a huge part of eBay sales.
Yeah.
Comic books is another huge part. Of course, now it's Funko Pops. But before even there was Beanie Babies and there was Funko Pops, there was another phenomenon. And there's always going to be something, but this one stood out. This one was special. This one was violent. Kevin, tell us a little bit about this one.
This one goes back to the 1980s, and they were known as the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes, Cabbage Patch Kids. Basically, they were what? Little dolls that dolls came out of cabbages?
Yeah, large round vinyl heads, yes, with the chubby cheeks, and sometimes with creepy looks in their faces.
Super creepy looks. I had one, I think, as a kid.
You had one?
And you murdered it.
I didn't like it.
Or did it try to
smother it in its sleep? It
wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. But.
Yes, this was a big thing in the 80s. I remembered it, you know, as a small child as well. And of course, I didn't care for much of it, but I knew the girls in class in elementary school certainly had one or had a bunch of them.
Yeah, they would bring them to class and like comb their hair and stupid shit like
that.
Yes,
comb their hair.
And we're all like, you girls are dumb. And can I get Wade Boggs for Don Mattingly?
Exactly.
With the baseball cards. We were just as nuts.
Exactly. Oh, but there was a variation of it that us guys were into, the boys were into.
Pokemon.
Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Whoops. Well, Garbage Pail Kids cards. Yeah, that came actually, wasn't it, didn't it come from mocking the Cabbage
Patch? Yeah, they're mocking. That's probably why they get the boys. Really? That's probably why the boys were into it.
Yeah, well, they took the idea of like guys, you know, kids like boys, like collecting cards, like baseball cards.
It was smart.
And girls love Cabbage Patch Girls, so why don't we mock them because the boys are mocking them and put it in card form. Yeah, it was intelligent as hell.
It was brilliant.
Surprisingly. I mean, if you look at the cards, they're dumb as shit.
Yeah.
But the idea behind it was smart as hell.
It was absolutely brilliant. Now, one of the things that happened in the early 80s when the Cabbage Patch Kids were at their peak were parents, and I guess parents being parents during the holidays, they really want to please their children. They're getting into fisticuffs. I mean, literally you had reports of violence, including hitting, shoving, trampling, as well as some customers attacking others with baseball bats. Just to get a Cabbage Patch Kid. I mean, that's crazy.
Baseball bats?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Unnecessary.
A little bit.
I mean, but, you know, I guess in some respects, it's precursor to what you see now on Black Fridays. You see people fighting at the Walmarts, at the Targets, the Best Buys of the world, just to get some...
Those poor, poor people don't know about Amazon yet.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me these days. Back then, fine. Maybe I can understand because back then you didn't have the internet.
Sure, yeah.
But now it's like, my God, there's Cyber Monday. Click. There's a click in the button. But I guess people want it right now, right now.
All for the joys of those children's faces.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The kids are going to stop playing with it after like 2 weeks. So is it really worth it?
I stood in line this year for Fingerlings and my nieces. Whoa,
we don't need to hear about your...
I'm reiterating, my nieces like put it down after 2 seconds.
It's a toy.
It's a toy, yes.
Okay.
They're called fingerlings. They're like monkeys that are animatronic and
they're what?
They're like they hold on your finger. They're like monkeys, and there was a unicorn one that was sought after.
Oh wow. Did you get one?
I got three.
Oh shit, I bet you were
the
star.
Best auntie ever.
I bet you were. Jeez Louise.
I'll always remember you.
My nieces are all grown up.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm old. But my sister started very early, so I'm not really old. My great nephew and my great niece are both completely too young to be into anything yet but Paw Patrol.
Nice.
That's it so far.
That's great.
So thankfully.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's all I have to deal with right now is just Paw Patrol. And I don't really have to get him anything. And then Hot Wheel cars. He likes that.
Oh, cool.
My niece is still too like, I got to go, you know, my
like
fist
baby.
Is cool to suckle on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I could get her anything and she'd be like, oh. Yeah, exactly. So I'm safe there so far, but yeah, I'm dreading the, what is the coolest thing that's coming out for kids now? And I don't.
Whatever it is, probably gonna be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when it was the Tickle Me Elmos. I remember it when it was, the Furbies. I remember
Teddy Ruxpin
and pretty much a lot of things that vibrated surprisingly were very popular, mm-hmm. You know, rumbled around. Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah, that was a great one. In fact, I remember when my mother bought Teddy Ruxpin for herself and not for me.
I see.
Yeah. It's okay. Sorry. I'm not bitter about it.
It could be worse. It could be worse.
Yeah. No. So we had the craze that was the Cabbage Patch Dolls, where people were beating the shit out of each other and yep. baseball bats to yep. the knees and stuff. People were getting Nancy Kerrigan over.
Yes.
Over these dumb dolls.
Yes.
We had the Beanie Babies, where people were investing their life savings and then losing their fortune. Oh. God. And what I don't know what they're using the Beanie Babies for now, besides yeah. maybe clothes or something, or to keep themselves warm because they can't afford it. But then we have these Funko Pops. Now these Funko Pops are a little different in some ways. They're very cheap mm-hmm. To purchase. They're about anywhere from $10 to usually $14, somewhere around there. They don't take up a lot of space. They're what, like 4-inch little yeah. figures, vinyl figures?
They're super cute.
They're very adorable. Kevin, you have one right in front of you now. It's one that you like pretty well.
Yes, it's the Boo Berry Funko Pop.
The Boo Berry. Now, that's the metallic finish Boo Berry Funko Pop, correct?
Yes, which is very rare, only 480 in existence.
Only 480. So only 479 outside of these walls
yes.
exist.
And we're going to find them.
And we're going to find them all. In fact, if you have one, please reach out to us and send it to us for free. We appreciate that.
And if you don't, we'll track you down.
Yes, we'll find you.
We'll find you.
Yes, we have to collect them all. We got to catch them all.
A true collector is a true collector.
Right, right, yes. So you have the Boo Berry one. I have one in front of me. It's Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper. This one came out relatively recent. And this is one of my favorites, near and dear to my heart, because Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper was my favorite wrestler of all time. Mm-hmm. He had a mouth on him, and I think that's a lot of my problem now. Mm. So I grew up kind of emulating him.
And he was Scottish.
Wasn't the best idea. Yeah, plus he had the bagpipes and the kilt and stuff, which was cool. And then, Kim, you have one as well.
I do. Well, I have two that are, like, my favorite.
Okay. Oh.
It's from the Angry Beavers, Norbert and Daggett. They're
Angry Beavers.
Yeah, it was Explain. A cartoon.
Okay.
It was a cartoon I watched as a kid. They were brother beavers that lived in a dam, and just I love that show so much. So I have the Pop Funko of them.
Nice, nice. So I know some of these can become pretty valuable, but I also know that some of them are just plain cool and they just have some of the coolest concepts.
Yeah.
I think that's what separates the Pops.
Yeah.
Is the fact that they have.
They license different characters.
I mean, it's for everybody. It's like long lasting.
That's the brilliance of it all.
Yeah. If you're not a fan of Angry Beavers and cartoons in general,
yeah.
but you love wrestling,
yeah, they got one for you.
We have a Pop for you.
Yeah.
If you just like cereal, they've got a Pop for you.
Yeah.
Superheroes.
Everything.
Television. Hell, they have one for Sharknado, guys.
Yes. Wow.
They have a Sharknado. It's a shark inside of a tornado Pop toy.
I like that one.
Adorable, yeah. That one's great.
They also have athletes and musicians.
Yeah.
And then it came out with like what would be variants. So yep. like the metallic or a different colored suit or something. They have the Phantom. I don't know if you remember Lee Fox, the Phantom, the ghost who walks. Played by Billy Zane. In the 90s.
That's right.
A very underrated superhero film, if you ask me.
I agree.
But they have the Phantom in different colors. They had him in his classic purple, and then they have him in a blue, and then I think they also had him in like a gray, and just a multi-colors, and one's more rare than the other, and you know, so on and so sure. forth. They have a retro suit Mr. Incredible, which, by the way,
cool.
480 pieces to this, very limited. Extremely expensive. We're talking about $1,000
at least.
Holy macaroni.
To purchase this at least. Pop toy. Jeez. We have a Tyrion Lannister with a sliced face.
Nice.
You know, you guys were mentioning Game of Thrones in one of our other pods here recently. We have a Herschel Green with he's decapitated, so his head is removed
no.
from his body.
They did one with Ned Stark as well, I believe, right?
They did.
And no. that one is worth a lot of money. That was no. a lot of money.
The Ned Stark one can go all the way up to about $1,500.
You know what?
And headless Ned Stark.
And we idiotically could have gotten that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we messed up.
Yep, we did. They have a Hong Kong Fooey one, which is the little dog in a karate outfit, which is adorable.
I remember Hong Kong Fooey, yeah.
They got the exclusive red and black Nightwing with the red eyes, which is cool. Another one that I actually own is a Castiel with the black angel wings from Supernatural. That one was a, if I recall, it was a Hot Topic exclusive.
Oh, that's the other thing. When you have a exclusive, rather be a Comic-Con exclusive, a Hot Topic exclusive, Best Buy exclusive, people take that very seriously. I ran into a guy when I was picking up some food. He had a Freddy Krueger one. And this guy was gripping it as if his life depended on it. I mean, he was like, yeah, I just got the last one. And, you know, they only sold it at this one store in L.A. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't have been, like, talking about that considering all the toy casualties.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, kneecap.
I would have been like, oh, man, this is, like, it's right over there.
But he was happy. I mean, he was searching all over town, to find it at this one store. I mean, it's just people are crazy when it comes to these exclusive pop exclusives.
They've got a Stan Lee one at the convention that he has out here in Los Angeles.
How much is that one worth?
I don't know how much this one is worth. I think it's his first one. It has him pulling his shirt open and it says, you know, Stanley's Comic-Con or Kamikaze or something. It's probably relatively one of his earlier ones. I could be wrong, though. They got a Marty McFly in the Time Machine inside the DeLorean.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty awesome. They started, like, coming out with ones with the vehicles then as well. They have, for those Dragon Ball Z fans, they have Vegeta, who's, part of Dragon Ball. He has a little red, thing over his eye.
Vegeta, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Vegeta. You see how well I am with names. Edward Scissorhands, they made an Edward Scissorhands pop.
Nice.
Ash from Army of Darkness.
I know you appreciate that.
Yeah, they have a metallic Deadpool, a Tobias Funk, from, Arrested Development, believe it or not.
He is the blue one.
And it's where he blew himself, yeah. He's completely blue, that's and he's hilarious. Never nude.
Brilliant.
So he's in pants and flip-flops. There's also the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, there's so many. It goes on and on and on.
As long as they keep licensing characters.
Right, that's the genius
this
of it.
This could go on forever and ever.
Yeah, that one's really cool. The Night King.
Night King on a dragon.
On the dragon that he killed and converted into a White Walker.
Spoiler!
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, it's your problem. It's your problem if you didn't watch the show.
Right. Spoilers. By the way, there's spoiler alert there. Sorry. There is a list here of some of the more expensive ones. There is a Planet Arlia Vegeta for $820 from Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
Or Vegeta, as you would like to pronounce it. Whichever way, I'm sure I'm wrong.
They have the queen with the corgi. I mean, for
everyone. Oh, the queen? They have the queen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. They have the royal family. Wow. The royal family came out.
They
just did the Home Alone. They had three characters. They had Kevin and then the two burglars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that just come out for Christmas, which, of course, I bought. It's a $33 commitment to get the whole set. And that, for me, is a little like I can set that up for Christmas.
Right.
In place of a tree because I'm very sad.
I wonder, have they done any, like, the scientists, like, famous, like the Einsteins or Teslas of the world? That'd be kind of cool to do, like, any.
They may have. I could be, I might.
Edison,
they might not, but
like that.
They have another one. It's a Batman. He's blue and metallic. That one goes for about $800.
Yep, I remember that one.
The Headless Ned Stark, they say in here it's going for about $610. That's incorrect.
Yeah,
it's,
eBay
it's
been updated.
Yeah, eBay just
much
said
more.
$1,800.
Jesus God. Yeah, so Kevin and I are kicking ourselves because we had that in our hand and we were like, this is
dang
silly,
it.
And we put it back.
Oh.
I joke you not.
No.
Yeah, we had it in our hands.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You know what? That's like 2 months worth of rent right there, or maybe 1 month's worth of rent depending on your situation.
Yeah, depending on where you live. They have the Lotso Flocked from Disney from Toy Story 3. That one's about $550 goes for.
There you go.
The Silver Harley Quinn goes for about $400 to $600. The Freddy Funko Kylo Ren. Freddy Funko is their...
icon.
Their icon. Their spokesman. Their, for the Funko toys. Disney has Mickey. Funko has Freddy Funko. It's his little redheaded kid with freckles.
Anything with him, that seems to be worth a lot of money.
Yes, that goes for about $400. They have the Amazing Spider-Man Metallic for $350. And then in Disney, they have the Cheshire Cat in blue, which goes for about $350 as well.
And let's not forget the Conan Pops, the exclusive Conan Pops at Comic-Con. Every time he comes down to do a show, though, it's...
Oh, Conan, yeah.
They
Conan,
always give him out if you actually get
O'Brien.
Into the actual show.
Yeah, you could get one like with him as a Ghostbuster or
really.
Him as Superman, I believe.
Superman, Stormtrooper.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. He does one, some every year, and he always...
This year, I'm going to bet $1 million. They'll probably have a Black Panther one.
Oh, I don't know.
You never know. I mean, just in the mask or something like that.
I don't know. They might do a
Aquaman, maybe Aquaman.
Aquaman one, yeah. But a Black Panther one, I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see. I'd be surprised if that one happened.
Fine. Aquaman.
Maybe Wonder Woman.
Yeah, are we a little, late on Wonder Woman at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, they would be a little late.
But Aquaman would be cool.
But, I mean, they were also probably a little late on Ghostbusters, too, don't you think?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, yeah, they were.
Yeah, possibly. But, yeah, so the idea of Funko is very simple. They actually, they have a, their head office, headquarters is in...
Washington State, I believe.
Washington, yeah. So, if you ever get a chance, I think you can go up there and possibly get in.
And I'm sure security would be
it
very
might be
tight.
Like a lottery or something you have to do, yeah, but sure I could be wrong. Tight. You might just have to make an appointment and you can get in and go. I have a friend, he lives in New York, and he was recently there at the headquarters, so I was really jealous of that.
That's awesome.
And I told him to get me an exclusive, and then he left. So I'm sure it's just as hard up there to get something exclusive as it is anyplace else. But Funko has redefined pop culture in a way. They have made it exciting to collect something again, you know, that's different.
And have people chase for a very affordable price.
Right. So yeah. they've been doing this for a while now, for about 10 years, and it's something they're going to continue to do. And I'm always looking forward to see what they have new to offer. So if anybody out there wants to, you know, mention their story or tell us what rare Funkos they have, what pops or, you know, Dorbs or something that they enjoy collecting, feel free. Comment on our Facebook page. Comment on our YouTube page.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to us. We have iTunes, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the place.
Send us a Ned Stark pop, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, and please send us a Ned Stark. Reach out to us. Email us. Facebook us. Tell us you have a Ned Stark pop. Headless one.
Maybe Sean Bean himself has one. If he does, please send it to us.
Yes, Sean Bean, if you have extras just lying around, please, we would love one. But I think that's going to be the end of this for this time. Thank you for listening. If you do get a chance, please give a follow and a listen over to our fellow podcasting friends, Classless Chat. They do a very good job over there with pop culture and stuff as well. So if you do get a chance, it would be great you know, if you could give them a listen. Also, you know, thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. And with that, I'm Donald.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Kim.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.